Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the world through the lens of astrology, with a view to supporting you through the crazy ups and downs, and helping you make more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers, and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. And this episode is all about the absolutely messed up experience of this year's first Mercury retrograde, which is going to be heavy. I'm already having a shit show of a time, excuse my French, and I'm sure that you're feeling it too. I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart, which is called the solar charting method. And if you are ready to take that deeper and want to check out the show notes below for a reading, all the information is there. Not every reading is for everybody, so make sure to read the descriptions to really get what you're looking for. So this episode is a preview to the Mercury retrograde because it's going to be a heavy one. The usual horoscope show will be out on Sunday, plus all the other bonus content episodes, but this felt necessary to do now because the retrograde hasn't even fully started yet. And in the shadow phase, it's already working its awful, awful magic on everything. For example, my most recent episode kept defaulting to the raw audio no matter how much I uploaded the edited version. And I had all kinds of upload issues and errors that absolutely wreaked havoc with all of my equipment. It's really, really rough right now. And for everyone, this is a very much shit happens kind of dynamic. The law that applies now is Murphy's Law. If something's going to go wrong, it will do so during this time. And Mercury is the voice, its words, its speech, and all of the polished and perfect presentation of that is going to unravel for each and every sign with this retrograde. You will lose your voice, literally or figuratively. I'm losing my voice daily due to 67 inhalation environmental allergies, apparently, that have continued to change my vocal cords. And some days I can barely talk, while others my voice is in agony just to say hello. Maybe you have some throat issues going on like I do. Maybe you had a cold that's got to you, or a recent respiratory situation that's changed your voice. Or if it's not exactly physical in its manifestation, maybe you have this experience of not being heard by the people around you, or you're harboring this fear of speaking up. A Mercury retrograde is the most commonly spoken about retrograde because it happens so regularly. A retrograde is the act of a planet overlapping Earth or vice versa because of these different orbit speeds, and Mercury moves really, really quickly. 3 to 4 times faster than Earth, which is why there's 3 to 4 times of Mercury retrogrades per year. And while it's in the sign of Aries like it is now, it's extra fast. It's so fast that you can trip up over your own self along the way. And the date of the official retrograde hits is April the 1st, April Fool's Day. This is no joke that this happens on the day of the year to do with pranks and hoaxes. There was this original understanding that April Fool's Day most impacted the media. So I do imagine listening to the news or podcasts or similar media-related things on this coming Monday onwards is going to be a whole ordeal itself with miscommunication, wrong information, and messed up episodes. So take everything with a pinch of salt. Let yourself and other people be human. Let yourself and other people make mistakes. Learning to be okay with things going wrong is such a necessary part of this Mercury retrograde experience. The sign of Aries is about the self. So this reversal of luck, this loss of voice, this trouble speaking up or problems with communication and tech could be a possible hit to the pride or a little bit of a negative impact on your confidence. But the results that it brings in improving a situation by the end of this backwards stint is priceless. Start by asking yourself what has shown up in the last few days that appears to have set you back a few steps. And if nothing yet, then just keep your awareness open to when something makes you feel embarrassed or it brings low self-esteem or makes you feel less like a unique individual over the next 3 weeks. When it does, the confusion that is created is intended to be a point of synthesis, where you get comfortable with chaos and learn that clarity always, always comes after. It's taking this hands up in the air, everybody's human and shit happens perspective on board. It's letting things go wrong to then go right. the anatomy of a retrograde is that it starts in a certain degree of a certain sign. And this is the initiation point of the sequence. The initiation message is important. And then it travels back to a degree from the past, where it's already been, where it hits again and it turns direct at that point, which is a second message to heed in combination with the initiation. The retrograde of Mercury begins at 27 degrees of Aries, which is all about a blockage. The initiation point here is heavily disordered. This first difficult point is a situation that you have little to no power over, a situation where something is what it is, and it arises in order to shift your experience into better alignment. The problems that come of this confusion point in the run-up to April 1st, and then really goes hard as the new month begins, is an omen of challenge that lies ahead. But these are challenges that you can handle. You won't be handed anything troublesome that will break you. It's a kind of challenge that forces you to gain strength and to find courage. And if you can muster the energy to brave your way through everything that goes awry, it propels you into rapid development. But you must keep going despite the difficulties. Sometimes a challenge can feel so big that you feel like abandoning everything, throwing in the towel. But this is a message that your path is correct. You're maybe just ready for, or in need of, some extra wisdom to get to the next level of this path. The initiation of confusion is really to do with looking at where you have sacrificed quality for quantity. For Aries, this is in your general life. For Taurus, this is to do with bad habits. Gemini in friendships. Cancer in your professional world. Leo in pursuit of expansion or education. Virgo, this is in your experience of ownership. Libra, your one-to-one relationships. Scorpio, this is in your work life. Sagittarius, in your recreational life. Capricorn, in your personal private life. Aquarius, this is in your mental activities. And Pisces, this is with your value system. Based on your sign, ask yourself if you've transferred from being concerned with quality to overly concerned with quantity. And maybe that has triggered a moment of miscommunication, misunderstanding, or trouble in speaking your truth. The secondary point of the retrograde anatomy, so to speak, the message to heed in combination with the confusing initiation, is when Mercury finishes its retrograde around April 25th at 15 degrees of Aries. This message is about reference. It's about learning to utilize the gift of re-examination. It's learning how to fine-tune and double back on yourself, using retrospection as a tool. When Mercury goes direct near to the end of the month, it brings this advantage point to your previous experience of a crisis. Though it may not initially feel that way in the heat of catastrophe, when you're right in the middle of a problem, it seems impossible to comprehend that something painful, hurtful, embarrassing, or difficult can turn into a positive. How can someone not listening to your needs ever be a good thing? How can miscommunication be good for you? Like those times where no matter how many different ways you explain something, someone just doesn't get it. It's like, how does all that disconnect, all that being unheard, all these vocal problems, how can they turn into something beneficial? The impact of this disjointedness can be stimulating or debilitating, depending entirely on your perspective. The main factor is a willingness to be open to fear rather than to run away from it. It's about transforming anxiety into something so laser sharp that this particular brand of anxiety is very unlikely to crop up again, purely because the lessons you've learned will make sure of it. And the sign of Aries, where all of this confusion, crisis, and reference is happening, it's the sign of the self. So the things that go wrong during this time can be so impactful to your personal faculties, such as your ego, your confidence and such, that this retrograde calls for the most courage you have ever had. You may be questioning how you'll bounce back from a perceived failure or a struggle. Just like I questioned how I would bounce back from tons of people being subject to the raw audio of me dying from allergies on the show while trying to deliver loving, genuine, spiritual information. But the bounce back ability of human existence is strong. Remind yourself of this when you see other people in your environment or in passing by, knowing that they've endured something that damn near crippled them. And there they are, just going on with their bad selves. Just like you have likely lived through a painful, difficult, embarrassing, stressful, or hurtful situation yourself, and are still here to tell the story. Everything that exists is in this constant dynamic of destruction and reconstruction. A shocking situation always seems to come as this almost necessary event to transform something for survival. So it's saying the thing that's been dinged by a problem or put under stress or going through a challenge is just being jarred into betterment. And I appreciate that I say all this in a kind of like, duh, of course this is really, really good kind of mannerism, but that's by no means to minimize the matter. It's not minimal at all. The shock that is growing over this next week is not in any way small the way it feels to you. The spiritual ancient texts of this particular retrograde are super interesting. It says that shock comes, then follows laughing, and then good fortune, which is nice to hear. The good fortune point of that, which feels like it's not going to come or it feels like it's pretty disastrous to begin with, shows up around April 19th. So you've got a couple of weeks of grin and bear it, white knuckle and push through. And I hope you can hold on to the idea of luck arising from whatever difficulty you're going through. Each horoscope is time stamped below for your convenience. Aries, the retrograde confusion is very personal to you. It's in your sign. It's your entire life direction that comes under the veil of miscommunication and loss of voice or not being heard. So you may literally lose your voice. You may have issues that change the cadence and the tempo of how you speak, causing a moment of subdued confidence. Or you may find that just pretty much everything is lost in translation, and this is all for the purpose of making you the most independent you have ever been in your life. The two main gentle lessons for you are to do with, number one, how you may be dwelling on a personal or sentimental family issue. This is something that gets brought to the surface during this phase. And number two, a career decision you need to make, but have been hesitant in doing so. These will become impossible to avoid as a shocking development shows you that actions speak louder than words. So it's time to pull the proverbial trigger and plan for making a change, confirming this big structural life shift at the end of this retrograde phase, which is on April 25th. But just before that, a spot of luck on the 19th shows up through an offer that helps you make this career switch up, or it's some confirmation in doing so, some confirmation that you will remain stable and comfortable if those are the worries that have assisted you in holding back from saying something like, I quit, or less dramatically, here's my notice, or in another direction, just delivering the message that your time has come with a certain commitment and it's now necessary to start on a new venture. Taurus, the retrograde confusion may begin with you second guessing some action that you've recently taken or you're about to take. When moving through change, which your life has been full of for a couple of years now, there's always the question, what have I done? Or what if this isn't the right choice? Your voice breaking down is within yourself, where you may question your own actions, which felt perfectly aligned not even a week ago. So it's worth remembering how certain you were when you get to any point of self-questioning. Think back to when you felt sure about these changes. The two main gentle lessons for you are to do with remembering how it felt to be around people who did not share the same vision as you or who did not listen to you. And number two, a few lessons show up to do with the organization and structure of planning travel. Maybe a few mishaps teach you that a different approach is needed if you wish to move around freely and travel in a way that feels less disruptive. A shocking development is shown as positive around April 19th, where you feel heard and content, maybe in a new environment that you find yourself in. And there's a little bit of love and happiness that works to diminish the recent restrictions that left you feeling less than yourself. For Gemini, this retrograde is rearranging your whole social scene. Confusing goals and dreams could consist of hitting a wall with plans that you just feel that you can't see any way through, around, or out of. This is also miscommunication and butting heads with people you were previously absolutely certain that you had things in common with. By having these clashes of opinion and voice, you're being led to a problem that needs attention and that may not have surfaced otherwise. Two gentle messages are number one, something to do with needing to adjust your budget. Working on the financial details of assessing the worth of where you put your money is really important. And number two, a focus on tax and debt, which kind of parallels the first message. It makes this a good time to look into the details of loan agreements or other monetary agreements where you've signed on the dotted line or you're about to sign on the dotted line. And maybe this is to do with a home matter or a leasing contract or something professionally. The beneficial point showing up around April 19th is where you happen upon a secret that restores some faith and peace into your situation. Or this may be a point at which you decline an offer and you say no to something, which turns out to work in your best interest. Cancer, this retrograde is screwing up your voice in terms of your professional expansion and your pursuits. You may say the wrong thing to the wrong person unintentionally, or you may be told something that isn't true and take it as gospel. You may be misquoted, or you may absolutely lose your ability and confidence to speak up altogether. There is definitely a courage issue at hand here, and you may need to work on becoming unshakable in who you are, no matter what goes wrong or right, especially in situations where others take you the wrong way. It's all about learning that their perspective of you is on them, and it's not your job to prove otherwise, no matter what people think of you. And the two messages of this retrograde experience is for you are learning how to handle a sudden influx of emotion without losing your mind or your confidence. Emotions are going to go up and down a lot during this time, and your perception of yourself is what's most important to kind of maintain throughout that. And lesson number two is to do with a contractual matter. If something comes up during this season to sign, of course Mercury retrograde isn't the best time to sign anything, but sometimes that cannot be avoided. So clarity with an agreement, whether it's a paper agreement or a verbal agreement, is something that may teach you to be courageous in taking these risky steps, but also knowing your worth. Around April 19th, a blessing moment is an omen of good luck that arrives as an invitation or an opportunity extended to you by someone else. And this becomes much more firm around April 25th. It's to do with your professional advancement, and things feel much better when this wretched retrograde comes to a close. Leo, the retrograde phase for you is coming for your bigger plans, and it's the idea that there's a spanner in the works that pushes you to retreat. It could be in the form of a failed exam or test or less than desirable results there, or refusal and decline from things that you put yourself kind of out there with and that you applied for. It may be that you asked something of someone and got met with this response you didn't want to hear. This challenge is confusion with knowing how to handle an experience of uncertainty. And the two gentle lessons showing up for you are number one, reflection on whether you were holding others in higher positions than they were worthy of, or even if you were holding yourself up to impossible standards. And lesson number two, were you putting all your eggs into one basket? And not just any basket, maybe it was the wrong basket. Or maybe it was the right basket, but the basket wasn't ready yet. The positive auspicious development on April 19th for you is that the shifts and adjustments of hearing a no when you wanted to hear a yes were never actually a bad thing. It was the clearing out of space so that a favorable point of good news for your progress, some good news for your career, some good news for your life could shine through and show you why things were confusing and not going right in the first place. Virgo, this retrograde phase is interestingly the most comfortable place for this to happen. The idea of self-transformation and courage happening in the deepest, darkest depths of your being seems to work better for you than the rest of the signs going through these more external shifts of problematic development shaking the reality that they live in. As a Virgo, you may get deep into fixing things with your Virgo perfection that likes to fix things because it results in some kind of betterment. And Mercury is your ruling planet. These retrogrades often rattle you the most, but something about this one being confusing and the fact that you've pretty much made best friends with confusion at this point, because it's the only way, really puts you in a very strong standing for mastering this well. The two gentle lessons for you are number one, the push to find people you belong with because of the amount of change you're going through. If you know your current company finds different things important to what you value, then you might start looking into dating or friendship connection websites or other forums in order to find your tribe, so to speak. And lesson number two, don't take anything too seriously now. Find time for fun, otherwise you might get bogged down by your own heavy experience of taking things very seriously. The auspicious and beneficial moment showing up April 19th is great for publishing work, for submitting an essay, or something that you've been working on. Writing and speaking are very valued at this time. So if you can elevate those skills, doing something in that region, you may find that everything from the 25th onwards works extremely positively in your favor. This retrograde for Libra is in your opposite sign. So the things that go awry seem to work in opposition to your life. And your sign is one of the signs having a harder time with this retrograde phase. It could be that you receive information and news that is initially undesirable, or people just don't understand what you're trying to get across. People just don't understand you. At least it feels that way to start with. And then later in the month, upon reflection, you kind of realize that this is because certain people don't deserve to understand you. Certain people don't deserve to know you. Though at the beginning, I guess that could feel a little bit painful. Two lessons for you during this retrograde. Number one, it might be time to slow down. Your body might be telling you to slow down. Your environment might be telling you to slow down. Other people are not likely to be the ones telling you that you need some rest. It's actually usually others that make you feel like you should be doing more. Number two, you may have to discuss a serious situation with family, during which time it's important to hear their responses, like their true responses, like really listen to how they reply to what you have to say. Because some will be supportive and some will be dismissive. And that kind of gives you an idea of where to connect more. The blessing that shows up around April 19th is the correct help for a situation that you're going through is really right around the corner. And the assistance you need is accessible towards the end of the retrograde, which finishes April 25th. So while it might feel like you're starting out tackling things alone, by the end, you'll realize that you have the support of those that actually matter the most. Scorpio, this retrograde phase is amping up your workspace. Lots and lots and lots and lots to do with your daily routines and your daily working life. And within that lots to do, there's lots going wrong. Outside of the usual tech complaints that come of a Mercury retrograde, mishaps at work just seem to get the better of you and everyone you work with, and it's going to take a lot to get everyone on the same page. And it's almost like that responsibility is going to fall solely in your lap. Like somehow you're unconsciously nominated as the mediator or the person to take charge of everything that goes wrong. And the two gentle messages for you this season are number one, get your most prized project or work put into a public space. Maybe not doing so during the time of the retrograde itself. Maybe prepare to go public on something after the retrograde ends on April 25th. But there's something you've been sitting on or not very confident in sharing, and this is the very thing that you need to be sharing. Message number two, take care of your vocal health in a literal way. Don't push too hard to be heard by people such as older relatives or relatives in general, because you're pushing at something that probably isn't meant to be. The benefits that show up around April 19th are that the people who matter will be there for you and the people who don't won't. This is a clearing out of connections and, you know, who wants someone around you that doesn't listen to you anyway? That's no fun and it's always going to make things more difficult. This is a blessing of alignment to be around those who hear what you have to say and those that you feel confident using your voice around. The retrograde for Sagittarius is a lot to do with switching up how you have fun. Initially, it might be confusing with finding new ways to let your hair down. But it could be that something you've considered recreational or enjoyable for a very long time is actually detrimental. Shifting out of old habits is difficult, especially old habits that have been ingrained for years and years and years. But it's possible that, you know, this habit you're doing is now hurting or compromising you physically through either causing health changes or allergies to food or immune system problems, or it's giving you no hope and excitement for the future. It's making life more boring than it is exciting. There's no potential for growth. Some confusion on how to change these things and become more driven and chase your dreams is initially quite discouraging. And your two gentle messages are number one, focus on getting all your affairs in order. This is the good old getting your ducks in a row dynamic. If you don't know what to do, start with life's basics. There are future moves that are about to happen. You need to make a commitment to structurally aligning things such as credit and banking matters, or maybe just checking whether everyone on your life is on the same page, if everyone's going in the same direction. Message two is taking a look at your income and your outgoings through this really hyper magnifying glass. You are going to pick holes in pieces that don't make sense, or, you know, just try and make things better that you feel need to be made better in those areas. The blessing around April 19th is the possibility of a raise or a better working environment, or just some kind of positive boost in your job. It serves to improve those previously mentioned areas of things like your credit, your finances, and your alignment with other people. So when the retrograde does end around April 25th, you'll be able to reference and look back and see that everything stressful was for a good reason. Capricorn, this retrograde phase is coming for you hot. And it's personal for Aries because it's in the sign of Aries, but for Capricorn, it's personal because it's in the space of your chart that has to do with your personal life, literally. So you might find yourself repeating yourself and asking, are you listening to me? Or you have to re-go over things, repeat yourself so much. And actually, no matter how much you do that, your words fall on deaf ears, or at least it feels that way. And you can play around with saying nothing and waiting to be asked, which just feels frustrating. But it's time to really understand when the words that you are kind of sending out there are going in one ear and out the other to whomever they are being delivered. And the two messages showing up for you are, number one, find another way to communicate, a way that doesn't involve your voice. Don't underestimate the power of putting things into a text message or a written letter. These are two ways that you cannot and will not be interrupted. So if it gets to the point of necessity, write things down and deliver your message that way. Number two, you may have to remove or pause communication altogether. Maybe not as intense as saying goodbye to someone permanently, but just maybe goodbye for now, or refraining from getting involved because getting involved isn't going well for anybody at this time. The blessing that comes on April 19th is more free and open space to express yourself and being heard. So it's the literal remedy to whatever the struggle initially is. And whichever approach you took with either putting your thoughts and words onto paper or removing your opinion and input altogether, by the end of the month, April 25th onwards, all is pretty much rectified and your voice carries more power than it ever has before. This retrograde season for Aquarius is meddling with your mind. Your thoughts may be more scattered than they've ever been, and this is a mentally erratic time where you feel and appear to be all over the place. Thinking straight doesn't come easy, and where other signs might be having miscommunication issues with other people, there is definitely that occurring for you, but maybe a lot more miscommunications are happening within yourself, where you seem to flip and change your mind in a nanosecond, kind of creating occasional moments of insecurity where you ask yourself if you even know what you want for your experience. Keeping up with your own self proves challenging. And this is also the potential of losing your voice. So be careful of raising it too much, too loud, so where, you know, you lose your voice and it breaks and cracks, or it just quiets down altogether. The two messages for you, number one, starts with the concept of teamwork. So this is really letting you know that when you don't know up from down and right from wrong, or which direction is the best or the idea that you need to follow, then teamwork in the form of seeking external opinion and collaboration might be helpful for a minute. The second message is that maybe this is a good time for peace and quiet, where you listen more than you speak because you've collected a lot of information for now, and you might be in this transitional phase where you need to hear something extra that pieces it all together instead of continually vocalizing or sharing something. And in listening, you can kind of go ahead and put all that scatteredness into order. Your lucky moment or blessing as it comes on April 19th is good news or a positive development with your living and home life situation, whether that is more peace in the home as it is or a positive response to do with your living plans. as this retrograde comes to an official end, April 25th onwards, you can feel much more comfortable in your skin and your location than you ever have. Pisces, this retrograde phase is a lot to do with values and how they shift and change throughout life, because they should shift and change throughout life. If you find yourself prioritizing the same things that you did years ago, then this retrograde comes to shake that up because, well, it's about time. And this may be to do with the way you handle income or the way you value income, the things that you think your income should do, where your money should go might need to be adjusted. Some people collect a pile of money to sit on while the things around them need updating and upgrading. Some hoard, even things that they would never use because of the idea that it's better to have than to not have. This is the concept of having a brand new car and no nest egg, or trying to keep up with the Joneses, or the appearance of having it all together on the surface when the priorities beneath are misaligned, causing some kind of negative impact on yourself. And the two messages of this experience for you are, number one, looking at feelings and how your sensations of security are currently. Do you feel secure? Do you feel insecure? Is your nervous system strong? Could it use a boost? This is a message about putting your well-being first and checking in on whether you're actually doing that or not. Message two is about seeking advice. There is something that may be unraveling and you could use a new perspective on how to handle this. It's no good looking to the self for newness if you're currently stuck in old ways and traditional ways of approaching things, these conditioned ways that don't work with today's evolving world. The blessing is that around April 19th, a friendly conversation has quite this insight and this new approach for you. This conversation actually happens casually, and you may not have to go all that far looking for this exchange, and instead just wait and listen more closely. That's it for this episode. Take care with your voice. I know I'm going to be doing the same with mine. Be good to yourself. Don't rush. Avoid being in a hurry. And don't take the intense things that people say personally. Until next episode, bye.